Where are you? I already took care of your little friends. You're all I need to round out my kill count for the night. I don't ever finish on an even number. I like things odd. Oh, look. A nice little trail of blood leading straight to you. Let's see what's behind door number one. Oh, no. No one here. Well, how about door number two? Oh, I was wrong again. Well, let's see. Maybe third time's the charm. Oh, there you are. Look at you. So scared. Ah, I finally found you. I'm gonna rip you to shreds, and I'm gonna make it hurt extra for making me chase after you. Your friends were all decent enough to just go out the easy way. But not you. You just had to make me work for it. Which, to be honest, I kind of like. But I'm going to make this extra painful for you. Maybe I'll even keep a piece of you as a trophy. Put a little label on it and it'll say, the one that almost got away. It's a shame, because you're actually extremely pretty. But you won't be once I'm done. Okay. So here's my last thing. I always like to get my victim's last words written down before I kill them. Your last friend that I killed was, what was it? Oh, please don't have a family, which was boring and uninspired. The rest just begged for their lives, which again, come on. It's like, I hear that every week, basically. So if you could just like give me something good, like maybe it'll make your life worth something, at least, probably. I don't know. Well, so let's hear it. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You love me. Hold up. No. I said the last words before I kill you. You're about to die. What do you want to say? Like, this is just for me. I'm not sending any messages to your loved ones. So just try again. What? You're serious? You love me? A serial killer. The one who just murdered your four best friends, who you went away with for the weekend in this specific cabin. Didn't you also have a boyfriend? Well, had a boyfriend? He's very dead, like super dead. Oh, your dog. Oh, no, he's fine. He's actually sleeping in the crate that you brought. Okay, that's kind of a trope also. Like, just because I'm a serial killer doesn't mean I don't like animals. Like, I'm not a monster. but look, don't change the subject. So, you love me, huh? Are you sure you're not just trying to save yourself? I mean, who could love me? I mean, I'm very lovable. Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, Look, I swear to God, if you're lying, I'm going to make your death so fucking painful that if reincarnation exists, you will be reborn screaming. Misunderstood. I don't really think I am. My parents were great to me. I was never abused, and I had a lot of friends in high school. I just really like killing people. What's wrong with that? Are you serious? I literally just killed four of your friends, and you're asking me what's wrong with that? They were dicks anyway, huh? Huh. Well, I guess that makes sense why you're not that concerned about it. I mean, that still doesn't explain why the hell you said you love me and why you keep saying it. What are you showing me? Our male yandere? What is that? Hey, that one looks like me a little bit. Crazy. What? Crazy guys are hot. Like, is this like a kink of yours or something? Or it's more than that. You think I'm special? Well, I mean, what about me is there to love? I mean, I kill people. I don't feel bad about it, to be clear. Like, I've never met someone who's okay with it. Wait, you actually like that I was chasing after you? I mean, I don't see why someone wouldn't chase after you. You're beautiful, are you crazy? I mean, you're seriously not just lying to save your own life, right? Okay, well, I've never done this before, but I mean, based on all of that, and this feels so strange to me, but I love you too. Is that even possible? I mean, I mean, I just met you and this is crazy, but look, here's my number of kills. I've killed 38 people and you would have been in 39 and I've never had a chance to do that. I mean, it's I've never told anyone that. I mean, there's no like Serial Killers Anonymous, you know, so. Is it still okay? Do you still love me after knowing I've killed that many people? Okay, cool, be cool. This is actually happening. So did you want to come back to my place? Maybe I'm a complete mess and covered in your friends, and I don't know. I don't feel very attractive right now. Great. Do you want to hold my hand, maybe? Sorry, it's a little wet with blood. My car is just down the road. We can head back to my house and talk a bit more.
I'm almost done with the shower. You sure you don't want to join? There's plenty of room. Okay. Remember we have to pick up your dog from the daycare at 9 p.m. Otherwise they'll charge you extra. I need to make sure I dog proof the house before we let him around. Huh? Yeah, no, I don't think they noticed me in the car. Tinted windows, baby. Unless you said something to them, which I know you wouldn't. I still can't believe you're into this. It's crazy. Okay, if you say so. Don't go anywhere.
Hey! Who are you calling? Oh, your mom. Why? Do you think she's going to help you? Oh, you wanted to... God, you wanted to tell her that you found me and you want to bring me home to her? God, you were so fucking sweet. You're like too good to be true, honestly. Come here. You're so fucking cute. I could just rip you limb from fucking limb. Sorry. I got a little excited there. And I'm still in my towel. I didn't mean to get you wet. Not like I'm going to get you wet later. Here, while I dry off, I can show you my photo album of all my victims that I've had. I actually keep like a little album, and I've never been able to show anyone before. And who better than the love of my life, my new girlfriend? Why do you look so nervous? You said you're into this, right? Good. Okay, so here was my first kill ever, like the first one I ever did, first person. Very messy, but I was like 18 and still figuring things out for a while. And like now I try to keep things pretty clean, but you know, as you saw with your friends, sometimes you just gotta let loose once in a while, you know? You really don't appreciate just how many people you've killed until you, like, really see it all laid out meticulously like this. It really makes you realize just, like, how much and yet how little you've done. And I don't mean to get super mushy, but just showing you this, it just... You're really special to me. And I know... This is literally the first day we've ever met, and I don't know, it just kind of feels like a fairy tale a little bit. I love you. You're such a good hugger. So since I'm your boyfriend now, I can ask for things, right? Like I can, I was wondering if if I could go down on you, while you read the news articles about the people that I killed. I just get really excited about this stuff, and I think it might be fun, and you're like the first person I've ever been able to do this with, I've always had this fantasy, and I thought it would be nice for you because I'm making you feel good, and oh my god, you're so awesome. I here, let me just get these off of you. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Fuck, that's so hot. Fuck, kill number 25 was so fucking fun. Oh my god, this is so fucking awesome. Oh. Am I doing it okay? Okay, I can do that. Oh, yeah. It's okay if you think you're not going to come, that's okay. I just want to make you feel good. That's all that matters. Like if you come, that's great, but if not, that's okay. I just want to make you feel good and hear you talk about the fucked up shit I've done. If you come, it'll just be a nice surprise. No. Your pussy tastes so fucking good. What's that? We're getting close. You look so fucking flustered. Whatever happens, happens, baby. I'm just here to take care of you. Yeah, pull my fucking hair. Fuck. Oh God, that was awesome. I can't believe you came. I mean, you said you weren't sure, so I just, why do you look so surprised? You must just feel really safe with me or something. I don't know. I'm just glad you felt good. Oh, that was so hot. We need to do that again. Maybe next time you can go down on me while I look through my book. That would be so fucking hot. Yeah, I don't know. Are you really that shocked? I mean, I think that, I don't know, if you're with the right person, just sometimes these things happen. And I don't know. I went through a phase in college where I just, I don't know. I think it was maybe a sort of a contrast to killing people. Like I wanted to please people and then kill other people. I don't know. It was a phase. I'm not like that anymore. I just want to please one person and that's you. Oh God. I don't know why I'm tired all of a sudden. I mean, I guess I did run after your friends and, you know, tackle them and kill them and then just gave you head. So, yeah, it makes sense. I'm tired, I guess. Do you want to take a nap on the couch, maybe? Okay, but I get to be a big spoon. Maybe when we wake up, we can have some more fun. God, I'm so glad I met you. I usually struggle napping, but just I feel so good with you and just at home. Okay, I'm gonna close my eyes and try to sleep. I love you. I'm never letting you go. Huh? Babe? Babe? Where did she... Oh. She's gone. I don't think she'd be stupid enough to run away. What time is it? Oh, God, it's 8:30. She just went to go pick up the dog. Good thing I put an AirTag in her back pocket. Let's just take a peek at the app. Yep, there she is. Just grabbing the dog. I can definitely imagine what I would do if she ghosted me, or worse, went off with another man. Well, it's a good thing I already took care of her ex. I mean, I don't actually know where she lives, but I guess I will soon. I should probably head over there anyway, just to help her move some stuff in here. I guess I'll just sit and wait till she gets here. I cannot wait to see you again, my love. Hey, this is your ASMR boyfriend, Billy, and thank you so much for listening to this audio. Of course, it's definitely okay if you enjoy this sort of fantasy. I know that there are a lot of people, women especially, who enjoy these sort of stalker, killer, bad boy type characters. And I think that's fine. I've always thought it's fine, especially fictional characters. Actual serial killers is a little different, but fictional ones, it's totally fine. On my side of things, I really enjoy female serial killers. Some of my favorite horror movies and stuff involve women like that. One I really like, it's not very well known, is Poor Agnes. It's kind of small. You can get it on Tubi. It's just about a female serial killer and just how crazy she is. And I don't know, this is the hottest shit I ever watched. And I think, you know, it makes it hotter because it's not real. So I just want to reassure you that it's okay if you like consuming stuff like this, and it's okay that you listened to this and enjoyed it or stimulated yourself to it. It's totally safe. It's totally fine. You're wonderful. There's nothing wrong for enjoying this stuff. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this audio with a poem, like I always do, and then I'll let you get back to your day. This one is by Atticus. Forgive me if I stumble and fall, for I know not how to love too well. I am clumsy, and my words do not form as I wish. So let me kiss you instead, and let my lips paint for you all the pictures that my clumsy heart cannot. Thank you so much for supporting me and listening to this audio, and I will talk to you again very soon.